the signs of Christ's coming or of the end of the world. Evangelism 6:12, 6:13. Sister White's talking about people that do in Adventism that do not comprehend the first, second, third angel's message. And brothers and sisters, there's many correct ways to address the three angels' messages. They are warnings that will be carried to the world and announcements. And there, you can correctly portray the three angels' messages in this fashion. But another way that the three angels' messages can be correctly addressed is that they had a place in history where they arrived on the scene of history. William Miller, the man that's associated with bringing the first angel's message, during the time period that William Miller came to understand Daniel 8:14 and began to proclaim it, he is the one that is identified, he's not the only one, but he's the one that's identified with bringing the first angel's message to the world. It came at a certain point in history. And when the organized churches closed their doors to the Millerites using their churches to present this message, at that point the second angel's message came into history. It arrived after the first angel's message, and it has a historical place that it is located. And ultimately, the great disappointment, October 22nd, 1844, opens the way into the most holy place where the law of God is understood. The Sabbath is seen, and from this point in history, the third angel's message has arrived. So one of the things about the three angels' message is, yes, they are theological messages of warning that have to be proclaimed to the world, but they also are prophecies that have a historical place where they came into history. And in this particular passage, Sister White's talking about people that do not understand the time of the end and when to locate the messages. She's not talking about the theology here connected with the three angels' messages of Revelation 14. She's talking about where they are located in history, and that when they came into history, they were testing messages, and that those people that haven't had the experience connected with that test, that they don't understand that they arrived in history, and because of this, they attempt to find a place to place these messages off in the future, someplace at the end of the world. And considered correctly, there is no way to separate the time prophecies of Daniel chapter 12 or the book of Daniel from the time period when the three angels' messages arrive in history. By placing these time prophecies in Daniel 12,